Welcome to another episode of Nene and Knight. I'm your host, Nene. And tonight, I'm going to take you all on a solo mission. Yes, I'm by myself tonight. But I got a couple of things on my mind that I want to get off my, I want to talk about it. I don't want to get off that kind of way. I know that kind of sounded kind of freaky. But this time, I'm just saying I want to get off my mind, get it off my chest, you know. Yeah, everything I say, you know, reverts back to sex for some weird reason. But anyway, tonight I want to talk about forbidden sex. What I mean by forbidden sex is what it sounds like. Sex that you are not supposed to be having. It could be sex with the person you're not supposed to be having sex with. Sex that you just shouldn't be having because you know that it's just not right to have that sex. It could be a couple of things, a few things, but we're definitely going to talk about forbidden sex. Okay, so listen, you all know that I like to ask questions on Facebook and things. I asked a question on Facebook about, has anybody ever had sex with someone they weren't supposed to have sex with? Of course, only a few people responded, you know, even though I, you know, because my page is public, you know, so even though it's a judgment-free world, I try to make it as judgment-free as possible. Most people aren't going to tell you that, yeah, I had sex with somebody that I shouldn't have been having sex with. But I did have someone, send me a couple of stories about them having sex with someone they shouldn't have had sex with. It was a guy. Guys don't seem to have much shame in their game when it comes to having forbidden sex. Contrary to popular belief, some guys are very cautious. All guys do not have forbidden sex, so don't get it twisted. But guys are just more open when it comes to having sex with people they're not supposed to have sex with. Guys don't get as much backlash when they're quote-unquote, we're going to call them side dudes. When they're side dudes, they don't get as much backlash as women who are side chicks, mistresses, whatever the term you want to use. Fellas don't have that issue half as much as us ladies do. So, I'm going to start off with just telling you a story, okay? So, he gave me two stories. We're going to keep him anonymous. But, like, the first situation was him and his friend met a female. She was attracted to him. But, you know, his friend put in all the work to try to get her attention. You know, kind of sneaky. Like, I know she likes you, but I'm going to get her. So, this is what happened. This situation happened. She liked him, but he was like, I'm going to get her. I'm going to do what I got to do to get her. Because, you know, that's just what I do. You know, some men, I get it, I want it, I'm gonna, you know, I see it, I want it, I'm gonna get it. Some females are like that, and they'll get it at any cost, even if that means hurting their friends, possibly. Man, it might not hurt them too much, because she's just another female. But in this case, he did everything he could to try to get this female. So, you know, he felt played, like my friend played me. Well, one time, said the girl, reached out to him, and he jumped on the opportunity. Well, she jumped on him, I guess is what we're going to say. We're going to say she jumped on him. And, you know, his friend's still with him, with the girl. He never told his friend, his friend doesn't know. So, he said he felt bad because he was young, but his friend doesn't know. At least the friend never found out, because that could end the friendship. Now, the second situation is he met a woman. He didn't even know who she was. He met a woman. She's a married woman, which, you know, married women should be off limits. But at the same time, whatever. We'll talk about why I said whatever in a minute. Don't take it personal, married women. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying anything negative. But he ended up finding out the married woman was his childhood's best friend's wife. So, of course, that made him feel horrible. Because, I mean, that's your childhood best friend. And you're screwing his wife. You're screwing his wife, for Christ's sakes. You find out. You know, it's an accident. And they never found out either. I mean, she was having issues in her marriage. And so in hindsight, let's be realistic. The second situation, that's all her. Like, she came to him. She shouldn't have been stepping out of her marriage. When I said whatever, I mean, when it comes to married people, our people in relationships and our people in situations in general, we always seem to get mad at the person who is the person they're talking to. But why? Why are you getting mad at her for sleeping with your man? When your man, the one who owes you all the loyalty, every bit of loyalty, slept with her. Who's to say she even knew that your man had a girl? And even if she did know, I mean, I'm not gonna say she's wrong. She did what she did. You feel me? I don't judge anyone. But you should know the consequences of that if you are a side chick, quote unquote, side chick, side dude, whatever. You should always know the consequences and be aware of the consequences. You could always possibly get blindsided, get beat up, might get your tires busted. You know, anything can happen. But I feel like you should mostly get mad at your mate. It's your mate's fault. Like, your mate is the one who's supposed to be loyal to you, honor you when you're not around, be there for you. Your mate. The term is breaking up happy homes. Man, that home had some leaks in it. That home had some leaks in the ceiling. The roof was cracked. The front door was dang near busted open because you can't break a happy home. That home wasn't happy. Somebody in that home wasn't happy. You can't just break into homes. I mean, you can, but in this case, in this situation, that home has faulty ceilings, a couple of easy locks to break into, window was easily busted, and things of that nature. So, I mean, you should always come to your mate first because your mate is the one who owes you that loyalty for sure. And people are always willing to bite the apple. Eve bit the apple. She ate it. She ate the apple. She ate it. She ate the apple. So, of course, it happens till today. People are going to always want what you have. People are always willing to take what you have, deal with what you have. People are always willing to step into your life, whether they really want your life or they just want a piece of your life for a little bit of time and then send it back to you. People are always going to be wanting to do that. So so forbidden sex, I'm sure it feels great. It has to feel great because usually sex is best when you're not supposed to be doing it. Everything is best when you're not supposed to be doing it, but it feels so right and feels so good. And that's what I feel like forbidden sex is. It's so wrong, but it's so right. We shouldn't be doing this, but it feels so good. It's nice. It's slow. It's fast. It's moving. It's wet. It's gushy. It feels so nice and moist. It's perfect. I'm about to come. Forbidden sex. You shouldn't be having it, but it feels so good. You know? I just had to give you a little picture of why people have forbidden sex. I mean, and like I said, I'm not one to judge. Here's my thing. My thing is, we're grown. We're going to make our own decisions. Now, I can tell you all day, don't do, don't do, don't do. But you're going to do exactly what you want to do. What I say has no bearing on that. It does not matter what I say. You're going to do it anyway. So all I'm here to do is tell you, just know the consequences. Like I said, you can get a bat upside your head, windows busted, tires flattened, get into a brawl you don't want, charges, arrest, different things like that. So when it comes to forbidden sex, or anything for that matter, just always know the consequences of your actions. Although forbidden sex feels so good, weigh the pros and cons. Is it worth it? Do you really want to do this? Do you really want to do this? And I can't lie. I've had forbidden sex. You know, it took me a while to think about it. I'm thinking, I really haven't had any forbidden sex. I did. Well, I was 19. I was young. I was in a relationship. I seen an ex of mine. Yeah, I was 19 having exes. Don't, you know, whatever. And I was in a relationship. I was supposed to be loyal to this guy here. And my ex tempted me in so many ways. He was just convincing to get me to open my body to him. I wasn't married, so technically I'm still single. I was still single at the time. But you know, you're supposed to have, you know, when you're in relationships in the world, your body's meant for your partner, not for him, him, and him too. But in this situation, I bit the apple, I went with it. And let me tell you, it was the greatest sex at the time ever. I went back to my boyfriend. It was about 2 weeks later. You know, we just hadn't had intercourse in about 2 weeks. And, you know, we did that. And he was like, something doesn't feel right. I was like, what do you mean it doesn't feel right? He was like, something doesn't feel right. Elaborate. What do you mean it doesn't feel right? Feels like someone has been in my home, basically, is what he's saying. It feels like Goldilocks and the Three Bears type, you know? This too big, this too small, you know? And he was like, it feels like someone else has been here. Thinking, I took hot baths. I did the necessary things. It's been a while. But he said, I don't fit the same way I fit any other time. And he should know, we were about a year in our relationship. Thanking gosh. So I denied everything. Me being, I denied it at first. Well, then I admitted to it. I told him, yes. Why yes? I had sex with someone else. I'm going to have sex with that someone else again. So now let's just break up because I don't want to cheat on you again. It took a second for me, you know, to say that. But I thought about it and I'm like, why keep breaking this guy's heart when I know I want to have sex with this guy again? Let's just end this relationship. Which, you know, it hurt his feelings. It hurt his feelings. But, you know, that's the kind of forbidden sex I've had. I was a cheater. I cheated when I was 19. I'm completely past that stage in life now. I wouldn't cheat anymore. So I learned then, why cheat when you can just leave? If you're not happy, just leave. I know it's hard. It's easier said than done. Or just don't cheat. It's probably easier just not to cheat. If you really love someone, you really don't want to hurt them, just don't cheat. I mean, that's what I would do. Now, after learning that. But you know, that forbidden sex, it felt great. When I was doing it, I did not think about my boyfriend at the time. I did not care that I had a boyfriend. What boyfriend? Who has a boyfriend? Nene is in a relationship. Right now, I'm in a relationship with this penis that I'm jumping on. Right now, I'm in a relationship with this penis that is going in and out and in and out. And it's longer strokes than my boyfriend. They're longer. It's bigger. It's better. What boyfriend? I have a boyfriend? No. Right now, I'm in a relationship with this penis. Me and that penis were in a relationship. I end up getting back with my ex after that. You know, he talks, he cries, you know. I'm very, I can be sensitive. And I felt bad because he kept calling me. He was like, I miss you. And I want you to come back and I forgive you. And blah, 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 and blah. And I fell for it. Yeah, I fell for it. And I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore because he misses me. Oh, he misses me. Gosh, let me go back to him. And my ex was mad, of course. The ex that I cheated on the other ex with. He was mad. He was like, man, you don't need him. I was like, but he's crying and he keeps calling and he won't stop and I really want to go back. I feel so bad. Biggest mistake of my life. I should have never gone back. But you live and learn. It wasn't the biggest mistake of my life. I'm joking. You live and you learn. I learned a lot from that situation. But that's my forbidden sex story, you know? you know, since I've actually, you know, let's that ex of mine has been a forbidden sex story for a long time. Actually, it continued. He was that one ex, that at one point in time in my life, even when he had a girlfriend, I had forbidden sex with him again. He was like my bad addiction. I was addicted to him. I wasn't addicted crazy. Like, I didn't lose sight of anything. But I knew I shouldn't have been having sex with him. And I still was at the time. This is a couple years after the situation. But I knew I shouldn't have been doing it. But yet, I still did it. Because it kind of felt good. You know? It felt really good. It felt really good. Let me just let you know that it felt great. But yeah, often, you know, forbidden sex is great. So to bring it back to another part of the forbidden sex, like I said earlier, women catch a lot of flack for being side chicks. Well, you know, because women don't know how to be side chicks correctly, or women catch feelings. Some women literally just have sex with a man and send them back to their girlfriend. Some women literally do not care. I want you for this, and I want you to go back home to her. I don't want to deal with the issues that you all have in your relationship. I don't want that. I don't want any part of that. Some women are able to be side chicks and not say anything, because some women are made like that. Now, do I agree with cheating? No, I think cheating is horrible. But like I said, I'm not here to judge anyone. If you want to cheat, go ahead. We can talk about it. I might give you an opinion that tells you that I think it's bad or you should just leave. I'll give you that. But am I going to judge you as a person? No, because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes different mistakes. And I can't judge you because you made a different mistake than I did. Well, no, actually, you made the same mistake I did before. So we're cousins, twinsies, same mistake. We can talk about it. You know, because I feel like no one's perfect. No one is perfect. I don't feel like that. No one's perfect. But women catch a lot of flack when guys are out here actually being side dudes. There's a lot of guys that date girls that are in relationships and they don't care. This has been going on for ages. Hey, girl, you got a boyfriend? I do have one. Well, I don't care. Can you have friends? Like I just told you, I had a boyfriend. Friends? What's a friend? What kind of friend do you want to be? What do you want to be my friend for? Why do you want to be my friend? What does friend mean? What does it mean? You know? And guys have been doing that forever, all right? When a girl said, guy simply says, hey, girl, what's your name? I have a boyfriend. I didn't ask you if you had a boyfriend. I was just asking what your name was. You cute? I have a boyfriend. I don't care if you got a boyfriend. Can you have... Listen here. She started the conversation off different this time. You know, you didn't ask if she had a boyfriend. She just told you she had a boyfriend. Different conversation. You're still like, I don't care about your boyfriend. What's your boyfriend for? What is that? You know, a boyfriend is nothing. Even if you say, I got a husband. You got to show a ring. You got to show proof of the marriage certificate. You need keep your marriage certificate on hand, because apparently guys don't take no for an answer. They don't take I have a husband for an answer. Even if you got a ring on. I need to see a marriage certificate because, Yandy from Love and Hip Hop has changed the marriage game. Now people aren't fully getting married. They're getting married before God, but they're not actually making it legal. So you know, you need your marriage certificate. It's just not enough anymore to say I'm married or I have a boyfriend. Boyfriends don't count. Husbands apparently, if husbands don't count, boyfriends don't count. Well, how long you been with your man? 6 years and y'all ain't engaged? Is he treating you right? Are you happy? If I mentioned him, I must be some kind of happy. And even if I'm not happy, if I mention him, that means I don't want to be happy with you. So you're not having forbidden sex over this way, you know? But guys have been side dudes forever. They get away with this guy stuff. You know, guys like, oh, you hit her and she has a girlfriend, a boyfriend. Oh, you got that? Dog, you bad, dog. You man in his bed, you bad, dog, you bad. Now let a woman mess around with a man and him and his girlfriend's bed is, you trifling girl, you real nasty, you in their bed. Like, I wish a woman would in my bed, but it's okay for a man to be in another man's bed, I guess. You know, I don't know. Double standards suck. Double standards are the most stupidest, I'm going to get real uneducated, stupidest, dumbest things ever. What is a double standard and why do they still exist? Why are they still here? Why are women catching so much flack for being side chicks and men are not catching the same flack for being side dudes? Why is it okay for men to have forbidden sex, but it's not okay for women to have forbidden sex? Why are we so judged so harshly? Well, ladies, I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to have forbidden sex, people are going to judge you, but do it. Don't be ashamed of your forbidden sex. Take that sex and do what you do. If you're going to do it, own it. Own your forbidden sex. Own it. I don't care what it's for. Own it. Now, be careful. Like I said, consequences, you know, bats upside your head, windows busted, tar slash, you know, sugar and water and tanks. I think they still do stuff like that. I don't really know what they do anymore. Because I make it a point not to mess with anyone else's man most of the time. No, I make it a point to try, you know, to try not to do that. Like I said, I got in trouble enough with my forbidden sex partner, person, thingy, majigamer, bobber, person, whatever. I like to say kind of funky terms sometimes. I make up a lot of words. Everything's a thingy, majigamer, bobber, whatever. So I try to make it a point now not to do the same things I did then. You know, you have to grow up. But why is it that I'm not afraid to own up to the things that I've done? I'm not afraid to tell anyone that I've been in that position, because I know that the world may not agree with me. A majority of the world, there's some people who will agree with me, but the majority of the world will not agree with me, and that's fine, because I'm ready for the world to come at me and talk about this. We can have a nice healthy debate. We can talk about it. I can let you see it from my point of view, what I seen, what I did, because at the end of the day, I guess I felt like I didn't care. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't care. The sex was great, the penis was huge, it was nice, he knew what he was doing with it, and I didn't care about her. I'm not even gonna front and pretend. Karma something, yes, I've been cheated on already, my child's father, karma enough, I guess, I don't know, maybe more karma or karma, I don't know, but I grew up and I changed the way that I did things, because we all have learning experiences, and every situation I've been through is a learning experience. But at the same time, just be ready for what may come your way when you are having this forbidden sex. Although it feels good, although it feels great, be ready. But world, take it easy on us women. Take it easy. Listen, we're not perfect creatures. And yes, okay, our bodies are temples, blah, 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 blah. Yes, but let us sex the way we want to sex. Let us have sex with who we want to have sex with. Let us have sex the way we want to do it. If we want it fast, if we want it slow, if we want it in front of an audience, if we want to do an orgy, if we want to do a threesome. Let us have sex the way we want to have sex. Quit policing our sex. Let women live. Let us have our... Let us bite the apple. Let us eat the apple in peace. Let us have this forbidden sex. Or if you're gonna come at us, equally come as fellas for having the same forbidden sex that we're having in this, that we're having in the same situations that we're having it in. It's not fair. I don't understand why in 2017 we are still being sexually, I don't want to say sexually put down. We're not able to be as sexually open as we want to be as women because of the world. So we can't have forbidden sex like everyone, like guys do, and think that it's okay, because the world's going to look down on you. Why would you have sex with another woman's man? Why would you have sex and you knew that your friend or something like them? I don't know. But fellas, it's like, ah, bruh, get over it. You all right. I know you liked her, but I, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, ha, ha. But I mean, you know, guys kind of get away with it a little bit more. Guys can do things. Man, you mess with his girl? That's what's up. Like, they get pats on the back, you know, the hit on the pat on the butt when they're playing basketball type stuff. Fellas get to live. they get to freaking live. And we have to look over our shoulders all the time if we talk about sex too wrong, if we're too sexually open, if we're too sexually free. And God forbid that we have forbidden sex. If we have forbidden sex, it's going to haunt us for the rest of our lives, apparently, because the world's going to make sure that it tries. Well, it's going to haunt you all if you let the world, because guess what? I've had forbidden sex. My name is Nene. Are you going to judge me? I don't care if you do. Because I'm sure you can look back in your time when you had forbidden sex or you did something you weren't supposed to do. We just have different forbidden features about us. We do forbidden things just a little bit differently. And that's fine. World, let up on us a little bit. Let up on the women. Let us do us. Let us play like the fellas do. I know, standards, blah, standards, who, standards, what, whatever. Just let us live. Let us live. I know I keep having random outbursts. This is really how I talk. I'm just very open and I'm very random, you know, just me. It's Nene for you. But, fellas, quit coming at us so hard. Because you all have been side dudes since the end of time. I mean, since I can remember, fellas have been side dudes. Fellas have been cheaters. Women cheat. Fellas get hurt worse than ever. Let a woman cheat on a man, and it's heartbreaking. But if he cheats on her, she kind of got to deal with it, kind of got to get over it. It was one time. I'm never going to do it again. But if it's her, you slept with him? What was you thinking when you slept with him? Why would you sleep with him? What would you... But even if he had sex with five other women in the relationship, she's going to get shunned for sleeping with one other guy. And this is an example, too, while we're at it, of just leave. Because here's the thing. Let me tell y'all my favorite thing to tell people. Are y'all listening to me? Let me tell you my favorite thing. There would not be so many side chicks if the main chick stops being the main chick when she finds out there's a lot of side chicks. One side chick, two side chick, whatever. Why do you guys stick around for this? I know you love him. I know. I know. You love him. Then I guess if you're just going to argue with him, nag him, and just check his phone and then see that he's cheating or whatever, just let him cheat in peace. What's the purpose if you're going to stay? What's the point of going through the whole debacle, going through all of this stuff if you're just going to stay? What's the purpose if he's not going to change? Now, some guys do change. Some women do change, too, because, you know, women can be cheaters as well. But what's the purpose of going through what you go through if all you're going to do and stay with that person? It doesn't make sense to me. But I'm no relationship expert. I've been single for a while now, so I don't know the answer to that, because, you know, I just don't know. But that's a good question. That's something I would love to know the answer to. Besides, I'm uncomfortable. I'm comfortable. I don't want to leave. I don't want to start over. It's all I know. We have kids. You know, I want to know, like, but if he's going to keep doing it and you're going to keep staying, then what's the point of you arguing with him? Just let him cheat in peace, or let her cheat in peace. Because I know some fellas who are just the same as women who stay and let her just go out here and do whatever she wants. He's like, but I love her. But just let her cheat in peace then. Let him cheat in peace. You'll feel a lot better. I mean, I guess it's less drama. I don't know. In a relationship, if I find I got cheated on, I don't know how to react because it hasn't happened to me. Like I said, I have been cheated on, but I found out after the fact. So I didn't get to react the way I wanted to. Plus, at the time, I was pregnant, emotional, so I probably didn't react right anyway. But I checked out a little bit. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Nene at Night. We learned a lot about forbidden sex. Thank you all for rocking with me. I rock with y'all. I love y'all. And I will see y'all next week. I'm out of here.